Well, Lajta wishes to congratulate the esteemed delegation of Samoa for the presentation of the national report. My delegation welcomes the progress made in the ratification and accession to human rights treaties and appreciates the establishment of the national mechanism for reporting and follow up the implementation of its human rights obligations on sustainable development goals. Additionally, being small islands, developing states, Timor-Leste and Samoa are the most vulnerable ones to climate change and natural hazards. Therefore, my government commends Samoa for the adoption of the Samoa Climate Change Policy 2020 and the Samoa 2040 Policy Document. While recognizing the achievements, Timor-Leste seizes this opportunity to recommend Samoa, first, to develop comprehensive legislation and strengthen community-based programs aimed to preventing and tackling domestic violence, child abuse, sexual exploitation and neglect, and to address gender-based violence. Second, to improve its policy and implementation in ensuring that all citizens, in particular the elderly, women, children, and people with disabilities in rural areas, have the access to essential health services. Thank you, Madam President.